It's Lauren from 95.9 The Hawk, and I have the honor to talk to guitarist, modern rock sensation, Nuno Betancourt of Extreme, joining us today. Hey, Nuno.
I'm good now with that introduction.
Woohoo! Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're excited to talk to you about your upcoming show, the Thicker Than Blood Tour over at the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, coming up February 29th.
Yeah, no, we're always, who isn't excited to play Vegas, but we know that venue fairly well. We shot, I believe we shot a live DVD there before it was the name change.
Old Joint, yep.
Yeah, the Joint, and it's a great venue, and we're always excited to play there.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, your new album, everyone's loving it. I mean, you must just be so ecstatic with it resonating with everybody. And, you know, after, what, like 15 years, you have this, you know, music that you could tell just is full of passion and just still like the old school Extreme, but still fresh and modern. And that's what I love it so much. So we'll have to dive into some of those tracks in a minute. But I wanted to go back real quick and just tell you this story, because I'm from Chicago, and a lot of friends, we went to see you with the Thirsty Whale in 1990, okay? I don't know
back
if you remember.
Back in the 1900s.
Is that funny? Yeah, I think Alice in Chains might have opened. Anyway.
Yeah, it was. It was Alice,
yeah. Yeah, because, like, I heard Lane and Jerry were, like, skateboarding on River Road. It's so weird, because I live there, you know? And then here we are in 2024, and these same fans are going to see your show in Las Vegas. I mean, that must make you feel like, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, listen, it's one of those things where we've always, when it comes to actually performing on stage, I think the band, somebody forgot to tell us how old we are. We're just, you know, we've never been able to record or play live or do anything without being all in and passion and just fire and whatever it is, because if you're not going to do that, then what's the point of doing it? That's one of the reasons why we hadn't released albums over the last 10 years, because we always said to ourselves that, you know what, unless it's something that really, you know, it has to kind of touch us before it can really affect anybody else. And we have to be fully on board. So it's financially detrimental to the band to not put out albums for 10 years. But at the same time, we don't like putting stuff out there just for the sake of making money or touring. But so we were excited about this album. We thought there was something there to say and something there that we feel good about. And I have to be honest, as exciting as this is, we had no idea that a band at our age and in a stage of our careers would have this kind of reaction or love towards this album. It's been really, just really humbling and exciting, man. Super exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you come across so humble and relatable, all of you guys. And, you know, tell us about the band, because, you know, just for everybody, our listeners, tell us about, you know, the members, from Gary to
Well, I mean, look, we're like anybody else. We're a dysfunctional family. You know, it's just like, we've obviously started in 85. Talk about the 1900s. We started back in 85 together. We got a record deal around 87. And the only thing that's changed is our drummer, Paul, who was with us for the first four albums, went on and was smart and went on and started managing, because he was always kind of a manager in our band as well. And he went on and started managing Godsmack and Smashing Pumpkins and different stuff. But the rest of us powered through. We took a break for a while. We kind of split up, and I left the band. I was the jerk who left the band, and then Gary joined Van Halen for a minute, and that was amazing. And we kind of pulled things back together, and here we are. But we're from Boston. We're surrounding towns of Boston. I was a Massachusetts band, a bunch of math holes, as we call ourselves.
That's great. I mean, you can tell that just the fact that you come back together, there's a big brotherhood there, and, you know, the character of you guys, definitely, to be able to, you know, continue to play together and put out some of your best work right now. So that's awesome. Mm. You know, some bands have a continuous theme in their music. What, you know, you're talking about the family here. What do you say the DNA is in Extreme? You know, some are about love.
I think we always had this kind of, you know, three or four bands that probably, you know, influenced us, you know, equally in the sense. I think that was the magic that we had, was like, we weren't so far off. Sometimes there's, you know, band members that are like into such different genres or different bands. And we've always been big Queen fans, big Van Halen fans, big Aerosmith fans, and The Who, and, you know, and those, you know, Led Zeppelin. It was always these artists that were kind of not afraid to do anything. You know, sometimes you heard Zeppelin do acoustic stuff or funk stuff. Aerosmith did acoustic stuff and they did piano stuff. So we were always kind of, we never looked at ourselves as just as a rock and roll band. We just looked at ourselves as the heroes we grew up on. Just you get up, you write a song. Obviously, I play guitar. It's heavier. But I was always, you know, as a guitar player, Edward and Brian May and Jimmy Page and Randy Rhoads were always like the guys for me. So I think once we kind of realized that, you know, bands like Queen that did everything, every genre from like a funk stuff to, you know, all that. And even and we were always attracted to the funkiness of Van Halen at times with Mean Street. So the funkiness of Aerosmith with Walk This Way. So we were always a little bit outside the box when we came out. A lot of the label and a lot of radio, a lot of people didn't know what to do with us at first because they were like, you guys aren't just a metal band or a straight up hair band or whatever it was. You guys, wait, you're doing more than words like Beatles acoustic or Wholehearted, which is almost country or, you know, so we were always confusing to everybody, but I think the fans stuck with us. They love that about us, that they were like, we know there's an album coming, but expect the unexpected, as opposed to like, which one of the greatest bands of all time, like an AC/DC, you know it's going to be AC/DC. You know what you get. Mm-hmm. You know what's coming. I think with bands like Extreme or Queen and stuff, you kind of like, we kind of do, but we don't. But that's what's exciting to the fans, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, no matter what, you're raising them up. You could be hard and heavy, and at the same time, you project this positive energy, and I totally get that from you guys, like from the hard rockers to the ballads, and that's why you have all those influences like you were talking about. But I mean, they flow over, right? And you get to meet your heroes and not just being able to gain the respect for what they did that got you interested in music, like in the first place, but you become contemporaries with your idols. So that has to be incredible. Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beyond belief, you know, and it didn't matter whoever we were in the room with, whether I was in the room with Edward or we were in the room with Queen or whatever, we're still those kids. We try to pretend that we're being cool and we're just chilling. Or even like recently playing the Grammys not too long ago with Paul McCartney, which is the Beatles is everything.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that you're sitting in the rehearsal space and he's right in front of you talking to you and you're still like, wow, that's Paul McCartney. And you'll always be, we'll always be the fans. Even though I mentioned Zeppelin and I mentioned bands like that in the same breath as, but we never feel that we could ever be as powerful and as iconic as the bands that we grew up with, you know. And I know they had their bands and they had their heroes, but we've never felt at an even playing field with anyone, not even as a guitar player or as a band, because I think that's what keeps us hungry. I think that's what keeps us wanting to keep writing a better song or playing a better solo. And people are like, man, you came out with this album, you know, with fire on guitar. And I'm like, to be honest with you, I wasn't on purpose. It's just you get in and do what you always do. You go for blood and you come out, and sometimes people connect and sometimes they don't. And this time around, we were just really surprised and shocked and excited that, you know, I asked a question every show. I started asking throughout Europe, throughout Australia, U.S., Japan, asking how many people here have not ever seen Extreme for the first time. And I'm telling you, since this album came out, it's probably 40-60% are like first time we're seeing you. And I've never seen this much of a younger audience as well. Parents are bringing their kids and kids that are just discovering us through stuff like Stranger Things or other things that we've been a part of, you know?
Yeah.
Great. It's amazing.
Definitely. And yeah, you say, I mean, surprise, that Rise solo though, I mean, it was, you didn't know it was going to be as magical as it was. And here we are. And I want to talk about some of the songs on the album because, I mean, The Mask, I love that song. It's incredible. Small Town Beautiful. Hurricane, I know that's really personal to you. And, I mean, I think it's brilliant saying the storm before the calm and just so moving, you know. Yeah. And your harmonizing is so beautiful and you have X out. And, of course, the album hits you with Rise and Rebel, like a 1-2 punch and all the solos in there. So everybody needs to get this album and listen to it and crank six to the max because you're going to want to do that to prepare for this show coming up at the Virgin Hotels next Friday on the 29th of February. But how do you, you know, pregame, how do you, you got some shows under your belt now. I know you guys, I wanted to see you at the movie theater, by the way. I was going to go to Texas.
You were going to go to Texas?
Supposed to go. So I was like, man, and I have friends that are going to your Arizona show.
It's tonight. Well, it's like, look, you know what? This was one of the first times that usually when a band does a new album, people are like, yeah, great. I don't mind if you do a few songs. Everybody loves, bands love their new albums, but make sure you keep all the other stuff in. This is the first time we were getting like people yelling at us after shows outside and going, you didn't do this, you didn't do Mask, you didn't do Exile, you didn't do, and we're already doing six songs, half of the album,
wow,
which is unheard of. So we're already doing that in a two-hour show. We would play longer if they let us, but the curfews won't let us play longer. But we're just, listen, like you said, the album was important to make it, you know, the best compliment I think I've ever gotten from any of my peers was like, you know what, why I like this album is because it reminds us of an old school album in the sense of the journey throughout. It's like a kind of a three-course meal or a three-act play where it's like every time you think you've heard what you need to hear, it takes a little bit of a left turn, but then it comes back, and then it takes another turn. And I remember some people saying to me, man, thank you for the album. Thank you for a rock album. It wasn't even like, oh, you're great or a great guitar. It was like, man, it was just we needed an album like this at this time just to be able to get in the car, go for a drive for 50-something minutes and just, like, disappear or put headphones on. That, to me, is the biggest compliment we've gotten so far. It was just like, man, I like the journey that you guys take on this throughout.
Well, it's true, and we do thank you because we're all craving heavy guitar-driven rock and roll, live rock and roll, and we have to support it. I mean, there's so many ways to access music, whatever, but you have to experience it. You have to be in your element because it's too unique. You have to soak it up live. You have to see everything in person, I feel, so I don't care. I mean, you might, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're absolutely right because, to me, seeing the band now, honestly, and, you know, I'm not that cocky, but seeing the band now is the best you're going to see the band, I think, our whole career. Why? Because, yeah, we're older, but the energy is still the same, live, everything's live, but I think we've just gotten better at performing live, balancing, you know, the craziness with actual, you know, musicianship and everything. And I think it's like, that's really where it's at. If the band can't do it live, like we used to see the greats do it, then what's the purpose? You know, anybody can go in and do studio stuff and overdub and do everything what they do, but what I get excited about is if you don't like the band live, then you definitely don't like the band. I mean, but I promise you, even if you come, you'll definitely get a good show out of the band. You know, it's definitely not boring. Just say that.
I know. And I didn't know if you want to even tell people surprises. I know you play for like a 2-hour set, which I love. That's great. You got everything in there. I know you did a snippet of some Ed there. You did Eruption. I don't know if you're going to continue that throughout the tour.
Yeah, I do a few nods here and there.
Once you do the nods.
So it's just like, you know, a few nods, you know, short pieces here and there just to kind of celebrate him and celebrate the king. You know, he's the king, and no one's taken that throne. I've said it before, and it's just and the mere fact, you know, in a higher power, the day that I recorded, I knew that the day I was recording that Rise solo, and the fact that I was surprised at my house. He showed up at my house that day, and I just finished recording the solo, and Gary was with him for lunch, and they didn't tell me they were coming by, and he was supposed to come back and listen to the whole album because I didn't want to play anything until it was done. That's my Virgo in me, which I now regret. But he passed away shortly after that. And
wow.
But it's amazing that solo, the day he came, that specific solo had gotten, you know, getting people to kind of perk up a little bit and get excited about guitar and see, you know, the influences that he had on me on that solo is just, it's obvious and on purpose, you know. So it was kind of really interesting that the way things went down with that, you know.
That's an incredible moment. Yeah. I mean, Eddie came to see you if people didn't. Yeah. Well, you brought the joy back and all that creativity, and we're so excited to see the show. Like, personal favorite that you have on the album or something that gets you going on stage when you on this tour that just makes you go?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, anything that we do, like I was saying earlier in the show, we don't do in the show if it's not. It doesn't move us somehow, which hopefully if it moves us, it'll move whoever's in the audience. So everything is just like an album to us. You know, we want to make sure when somebody says, wow, you played for 2 hours, I want it to feel like, wait, you played 2 hours? That went by so fast.
Yeah.
You know, and that went by. We don't want to belabor it. We don't want to be up there and going like, oh, wow, this is a long set, even though it sounds that way. But we make it so it's really a bit of a journey throughout the show, and it hits all different moods and different stuff. But and keep everybody entertained and keep everybody up. And the audiences have been amazing. They've been staying all the way throughout. And we've had some of the best audiences we've ever had, especially through the U.S. on this run. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited every time we get on stage. Sometimes you tour. We've been touring since June, and you're like, it's hard to get emotionally up for the show. But I think this is one of the first tours where I haven't heard anybody in the band say, oh, God, we got another show tonight, or we got three in a row. It's always been like, man, yeah, we're tired. you know, we're older, we're exhausted. You know, we still perform like we're 17, but our bodies tell us, hello, what are you doing? What's going on? What's going on up there? But we haven't dreaded any of it, which is really different for us. You know, every band gets tired, you know, and some of the shows roll into the other shows. But the audiences have been so amazing that they get us through every night and they give us all the energy we need. Man, it's crazy.
Well, I'll say thank you in advance because I haven't seen you yet. So we need all that energy, and I know you're going to bring it. And your songs are anthems too. By the way, I know school teachers and friends of mine who still listen to Mother Don't Want to Go to School Today on their way to work. I mean, that intro, intro is mind-blowing. Genius. I mean, people, you got to listen to that. It's unbelievable. So we've been on the journey with you the whole time.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. That's the thing. You know, we always ask who are the new fans, but then we ask who has been with us since the 1900s, back in the 1900s. And a lot of hands go up, and it's great because, and a lot of fans, I think, even that were with us in the beginning came out for this in a bit of a celebration because it's been so long, you know, and I think they're like, wow, like a lot of people haven't seen us since way back in the day. So it's been really cool to kind of almost reconnect with a lot of old fans from back in the day too.
Well, I had one more question I wanted to ask you just because, you know, this one is for you. We'll peel the mask off here. What is a question that you've never been asked that you wish you had?
Wow.
I know.
That's it. That's the question. She just nailed it. I mean, I don't think I've ever, I don't even know if that's that. You answered that question except for saying that question. I've never been asked that. What's the question? I think we should leave it at that because that's so profound. And
you can think about it.
Like, wow.
Tell me.
But it's almost like that is the question. Like just the fact that somebody would ask you something that you've never been asked before is pretty wild. It's pretty, you know, the thought of that, you know, the thought of that is amazing. I'm going to steal that from you. I'm writing a song right now. That's it.
I love it.
That's a Zeppelin song from like Zep 2, you know, like the question, you know, what is, and you want to never, whatever the title is, but that's a great question. You win for the question of the lifetime. That's it.
Thank you, Nuno. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We love what you do. Have a great show in Phoenix. We'll see you at the show in Las Vegas, February 29th, Virgin Hotels. You guys, and if you want to find out anything about the band, where are we going? Extreme-band.com.
Extreme-band.com.
Watch the videos.
Everything's there. Yeah, watch the videos, man. We put a lot into our videos, and we try to always capture, you know, instead of for the sake of making a video to make a video, we always try to capture. I direct all these crazy videos with me and my company and to try to capture the emotion and the tone of everything we do. So go check them out, man. I hope you enjoy them.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time and thanks for being here. And we can't wait for the show.
Yeah.
Again,
hey,
you know, Bettencourt.
Thank you for all the support. Thank you for all the support. You're incredible. You out of all the people that have interviewed me, know more about this album and this band than anybody I've spoken to. So that means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.